This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Here at Radio Astronomy, the podcast from the makers of BBC Sky at Night magazine, we're running a special series of daily episodes in celebration of Back Garden Astronomy Week, taking you through everything you need to know to get out and start observing the moon. Back Garden Astronomy Week runs from the 2nd to the 9th of March 2020, but if you've missed it, don't worry. The tips and tricks from the series will work just as well at any other time of year, and you can always sign up at www.skyatnightmagazine.com/backgarden to receive your free beginner's guide. Day 2. Last episode, we saw how the moon moves against the background stars and mentioned how a lunar month is defined. Today, we're going to take a look at how the moon changes throughout its month-long cycle and its different lunar phases. If you look at the moon from one night to the next, you'll notice that its size and shape appears to change. This is because the angle between the sun, earth, and moon is changing as the moon moves around in its orbit. Sunlight is always falling on one half of the moon. However, we can only see one side of its surface, so how much of that is lit depends on where the sun, earth, and moon are in relation to each other. When the moon is between the earth and the sunlit side is facing away from us, and so we can see a new moon. As the moon moves around its orbit, we people on Earth can see more and more of the sunlit surface. During this time, the moon is said to be waxing. Eventually, the moon and the Earth form a right angle with the sun, and we see that half of the moon is lit. This is, rather confusingly, called the first quarter, as it has only passed a quarter of the way around its orbit since the last new moon. As the moon slips further from the sun in the sky, its phase appears to increase. This continues until it is in the opposite part of the sky to the sun. It then appears fully illuminated as a full moon. If you want to look to find out when the next full moon will be, or for any phase of the moon for that matter, you can always look up the sky guide in that month's issue of BBC Sky at Night magazine, where we always have a complete guide to the lunar phases. As the moon carries on in its orbit, it will begin to decrease in size. It's waning. It will eventually be half-lit once more, only this time the other side of the moon will be illuminated. This is the final quarter. After another week or so, there will be another new moon, and so the cycle begins again. Tonight, take a look at the full moon and estimate how much of it you think is illuminated as a percentage. Do this over the next few nights, over the full month if you can, making a note of how much of the moon appears to be lit, and you should see its brightness change over the week. There's a simple experiment you can get to explain the lunar phases that's particularly good for explaining them to the little stargazers in your life. All you need is a lamp and a ball. The lamp represents the sun, while the ball is the moon. Hold the moon, aka the ball, at arm's length so that the light of the lamp falls on it. You might want to turn the main lights off so you can see this better. Now position the ball between you and the light. The ball's dark night side faces you and the lit day side is hidden from view. This is the new moon. Rotate slowly left. Some illuminated ball begins to appear as a waxing crescent. When you've rotated through 90 degrees, the light is on your right and the ball appears half illuminated, a first quarter moon. Keep rotating until the ball appears to be a waxing gibbous. Gibbous refers to a moon which is more than half lit but less than fully lit. Keep turning until the light is behind you. You may have to cheat and lift the ball up over your head to avoid casting your shadow onto it. You now just see the day side of the ball, equivalent to a full moon. As you rotate beyond the full moon, the visibly illuminated region shrinks. Repeated the phases you've just seen, but in reverse. These are the waning phases. Eventually, the ball will realign with the light and you'll have reached a new moon. And so the cycle continues. That's it for today. For detailed guides about what to see on the moon, why not subscribe to BBC Sky at Night magazine? Check out the latest print and digital subscription offers at www.skyatnightmagazine.com/subscribe and discover more great sights on the lunar surface each month.